This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. After the record temperatures around Boston this week and another 60-degree day today, are you packing up your winter gear and thinking spring? New England ski areas hope not and want you to keep your ski and snowboard gear handy for a while yet, despite the distinct lack of snow here now and really for most of the winter. Tim Smith is the general manager at the Waterville Valley Resort in New Hampshire. We asked him about what's turning into an early spring skiing season and about the outlook for this weekend.
Spring-like conditions. We're warm. It's going to be sunny. We're sliding on a white slippery surface. We should be on about 40 to 44 trails.
So you are officially in spring skiing and riding mode.
Spring. Yeah, officially spring skiing mode, for sure.
Are you kind of shocked that after last winter, you're already in spring skiing mode and it's not even mid-March yet?
Not so much. Every winter is different. One winter can be cold Arctic air like we had last winter, and the next winter will be warm. It's March skiing in New England.
If you're already in spring skiing, does that mean a shorter than normal season?
Not necessarily. March is a fickle month. We can get a snowstorm that can drop multiple feet of snow at any moment. So it doesn't predict that it's going to be a shorter season. I can tell from meteorologists in New England, they can't predict more than just a few days in advance, so we take it day by day.
How does snowfall so far this season compare to snowfall last season at Waterville?
Oh, snowfall's down compared to last season. That's no surprise. I believe we're in the 50-inch range, a little more than 50 inches so far this season, where last season we were up over 100 inches at this point in the season.
I have to ask, given that there has been so much bare ground down here pretty much all winter long, does the low snowfall correlate to profits this year?
Well, of course. It's called the backyard effect in the ski industry. When people don't see snow in their backyard, they don't think we have it up here in the mountains when we do. It's pretty amazing when you talk to a customer from south of here. When they come up into the valley, they're shocked to see all the snow. And that's the altitude that helps us out there. The colder temperatures at night, we get a little bit more snow. We end up getting snow when other places are getting the wetter precipitation.
The forecast for Waterville Valley over the next week or so has an awful lot of daytime highs in the mid to upper 50s. Does that make you cringe at all? Can the snowpack hold up?
Yeah, the snowpack will hold up. It doesn't make me cringe as much as the wetter precipitation makes me cringe.
You mean when you get rain?
Correct. I don't like to use that word. But the fact is we have a good snowpack on most of our ski trails, and we may have to take some ski trails and take the snow off of them to put onto other ski trails to make sure we cover up spots so our primary routes down the mountain will stay intact. That's normal spring conditions that I've done every year that I've ran ski resorts.
So is there bare ground right now that skiers have to avoid?
There's bare ground on some runs. We have shut down some runs. Some runs we never opened this year.
Your annual pond skimming contest is scheduled for April 2nd, what your website describes as a chance to bid aloha to the ski season. Are you confident that given the temperatures, you're going to get all the way to April 2nd?
Yeah, and we'll take it week by week, day by day, but I'm confident we'll make it there.
Tim Smith, General Manager of the Waterville Valley Resort in New Hampshire, thanks a lot for speaking with us and good luck.
Thank you very much.